Then if you have a lot of peach trees, you have a whole bunch of peach trees, you call that a
peach orchard.
Okay. And you might ask somebody if that's his orchard, okay? Mm-hmm. And he would say, yeah, no, I'm just a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he might point to somebody else and say, he's the man
that owns peach orchard.
Okay. And you might say, when I was a boy, my father was poor. But next door was a boy, what?
Whose father was poor.
Okay. Okay. Good. The inside part of a cherry, you call that what?
A pit.
Okay. And the inside part of a peach?
I call that a seed.
A seed. Okay. Then you have two kinds of peaches. There's one kind where if you open it up, the seed comes right out. What do you call that? You have a name for that?
No, I don't.
Then there's that other kind. You know, you open it up and the seed sticks inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any name for the two?
I don't know the difference.
Okay. Okay. The kind of nuts you pull up out of the ground. Jimmy Carter's.
Oh, peanuts.
Okay. You have any other names for those?
Goobers.
Yeah, okay.
Peanuts, goobers.
Is goobers a common word around here? Or
yeah.
Yeah?
We always call them goobers.
Really? Okay.
When we were little. You know, my father would go to the store. That's one thing that my brother always liked was peanuts. And he got those little Spanish peanuts, and Daddy would always say, come on, Mother, we've got to get Gerald some goobers.
Okay.
You know, or don't forget Gerald's goobers, you know, and all that.
Okay. What about other kinds of nuts you have around here?
Pecans. I call them pecans.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody else calls them pecans, but I say pecans because that's the way I've always said it.
Uh-huh.
And walnuts and hickory nuts.
Walnuts, you have the meat inside, and then then around that is the hard part. You call that a
shell.
And then around that, when they first come off the tree, you know, there's a soft part.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
I call that a shell, too.
Shell, too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some nuts we call nigger toes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't forget which ones they were. They're kind of long and dark.
Okay. Okay. There's a little red vegetable that's got a peppery taste that you cut up and about so big. A little red outside and it's white inside.
Mm-hmm. It's called radish.
Okay. If you had a bunch of those, you'd have a bunch of
radishes.
Okay. The big round red things.
Tomatoes.
Along with meat, what you usually have, if you don't have rice, you have?
Potatoes.
Okay, and if you had one that was cooked in the oven, you'd call that a?
A baked potato.
Okay, and if you had one that had yellow meat, call that a?
A sweet potato.
Okay, would you ever call that anything else? Let's say it's maybe darker or?
No, because we've always called it sweet potato.
You ever use yam?
Well, yam, a candied yam.
Would that just be a sweet potato that's been fixed a certain way?
Yeah, we call candied yams candied potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good information, yes. Okay. Then something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes.
An onion.
Okay. And the kind of vegetable. They're long and green like this. And,
beans?
Yeah, okay, let's go into beans.
Well, there's string beans and snap beans and half runner beans and Kentucky Wonder string beans and beans that you plant between corn and